You're listening to SBS News.
The people have cast their votes and the ballot boxes have been emptied, but still, no result. Zimbabwe has held its first general election in almost 40 years without Robert Mugabe, and now it's holding its breath. Vying for power are incumbent President Emmerson Mnangagwa and Nelson Chamisa from the opposition Movement for Democratic Change, or MDC. Mr. Mnangagwa has urged Zimbabweans to be patient, saying the outcome will likely be known within days. But former Finance Minister Tendai Biti, now with the MDC, says he thinks the hold-up in announcing the winner is anything but accidental. The MDC is now one of several civil society groups working on a court application to force Zimbabwe's electoral office to publish the results of Monday's poll.
We are, however, seriously concerned about evidence of interference with the people's will that is being displayed by the authorities. So, for instance, as I'm talking to you right now, there is a deliberate delay in formally announcing results.
Days earlier, election observers, previously banned from attending, had praised what they saw as a successful campaign. The head of the European mission monitoring the vote, Elmar Brok, said the next step was to ensure the vote counting goes smoothly.
And now we have to see that this counting is transparent, inclusive, and that it's traceable back to the polling stations, that nobody can say that something in between was interfered.
Voters too were pleased coming out of the polls. This man said he was just happy to be able to participate.
We are wishing for change in Zimbabwe. When I was voting, I didn't see or notice any cheating. Even those who are still in line to vote are smiling just as I am. I am very thankful.
Despite the goodwill and an estimated 75% voter turnout, there were still anomalies. Some observers pointed out the difference in waiting times to vote, varying between less than half an hour to more than half a day. Mr. Brok also related a story of a busload of people being ferried by the ruling ZANU-PF party to vote in a district they didn't live in. State media too was criticised for being biased, while there were reports of intimidation by pro-government traditional leaders. But Zimbabwe's Electoral Commission has denied all allegations of misconduct and says counting has been completed in most provinces. Chairwoman Priscilla Chigumba is emphatic.
There was no rigging, and we would like to assure the Zimbabwean people that we at the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission will not steal their choice of leaders. We will not subvert their will. Whatever it is that comes out in our results is exactly what they decided in vote.
Final results are expected by Saturday. In the absence of a clear winner, a runoff vote will be held in early September. Andrea Niehoff, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.